pages 349, 350, book 4, the book of birth and quest, canto 1, the birth and childhood of the flame, a maenad of the cycles of desire, around a light she must not dare to touch, hastening towards a far-off unknown goal. Earth followed the endless journey of the sun. A mind but half awake in the swing of the void, on the bosom of unconscious, dreamed out life, and bore this finite world of thought and deed across the immobile trance of the infinite. A vast, immutable silence with her ran, prisoner of speed upon a jeweled wheel. She communed with the mystic heart in space. Amid the ambiguous stillness of the stars, she moved towards some undisclosed event, and her rhythm measured the long whirl of time. In ceaseless motion round the purple rim, day after day sped by like colored spokes, and through a glamour of shifting hues of air, the seasons drew in linked significant dance, the simple pageant of the changing year across the burning languor of the soil. Paced summer with his pomp of violent noons, and stamped his tyranny of torrid light and the blue seal of a great burnished sky. Next, through its fiery swoon or clotted knot, rain tide burst in upon torn wings of heat, startled with lightning's air's unquiet drouse, lashed with life-giving streams, the torpid soil, overcast with flare and sound and storm-winged dark, the star-defended doors of heaven's dim sleep, or from the gold eye of her paramour, covered with packed cloud, veils the earth's brown face. Armies of revolution cross the time field. The cloud's unending march besieged the world. Tempest's pronunciamentos claimed the sky, and thunder drums announced the embattled gods. A traveler from unquiet neighboring seas, the dense-maned monsoon rode neighboring through earth's hours. Thick now the emissary's javelins, enormous lightnings split the horizon's rim, and hurled from the quarters as from contending camps, married heaven's edges steep and bare and blind, a surge and hiss and onset of huge rain. The long straight sleet drift, clamors of winged storm charge, throngs of wind faces, rushing of wind feet, hurrying swept through the prone afflicted plains, heaven's waters trailed and dribbled through the drowned land. Then all was a swift stride, a sibilant race, or all was tempest shout and waters fall. A dimness sagged on the gray floor of day, its dingy sprawling length joined morn to eve. Wallowing in sludge and shower, it reached black dark. Day a half-darkness wore as its dull dress. Light looked into dawn's tarnished glass and met its own face there, twin to a half-lit night's downpour and drip, and seeping mist swayed all, and turned dry soil to bog and reeking mud. Earth was a quagmire, heaven a dismal block. None saw through dank-drenched weeks the dungeon sun, even when no turmoil vexed air's somber rest, or a faint ray glimmered through weeping clouds, as a sad smile gleams veiled by returning tears. All promised brightness failed at once denied, or soon condemned, died like a brief-lived hope. Then a last massive deluge thrashed dead mire, and a subsiding mutter left all still, or only the muddy creep of sinking floods, or only a whisper and green toss of trees.